Hello, and welcome back, Noodle Squad. This is Noel the Noodle, your host, and this is Noodle On with Noel, the podcast where Noel Mulkey, Noodle the Noel, Noel the Noodle, and my weekly audience, my weekly Noodle Squad, come and talk about kind of whatever and whatever I feel like talking about. In last week's episode, we all answered a lot of questions from the audience about me, questions to me, and I hope you all listened. But big breaking news, fam. This is such big breaking news. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to roller coasters. That's an understatement. I am what we call, there's a whole niche called Thuzies. You know what a Thuzie is? It's a roller coaster enthusiast. And we're considered, and I consider myself a Thuzie, meaning I'm obsessed with roller coasters. And I have been my whole life. Even when I used to watch my twin Nat go on them when I was too scared to go on them. There's only a few. I pretty much always went on them, except I hate it wooden roller coasters because of how jerky they were. And I hate it, you guys. For the people who aren't actually watching this podcast and are listening to it, which I guess most people just listen to podcasts. But if you are just listening, congrats. You don't get to see how busted I look because I look awful today. Just awful. I'm breaking out. I am not made for the winter, you guys. I am not made for the winter at all. I am made for summer. I need summer. So I am really lacking vitamin D. Nothing's funny about that. Okay. Okay. The reason I brought up roller coasters is because, you guys, literally the biggest and the best, we don't know if it's the best. No one's ever ridden it, but the biggest, highest, tallest, fastest roller coaster in the entire world was just finished by Intamin official. Intamin, it is the world's fastest, tallest, and longest roller coaster, and it is built by Intamin, and unfortunately, they decided to build this at Six Flags Qiddiya, a brand new park in the Middle East, in... drumroll, Saudi Arabia. Fun. So as a Thuzie who's always wanted to ride the world's biggest coasters, they call it, in the coaster enthusiast world, it's called a credit. When you get on like a massive ride, when a big popular ride, it's called a credit. I wanted a credit. I wanted the Falcon's Flight credit. It's called Falcon's Flight. Unfortunately, as a gay, very, very obviously gay human, I would probably be unalived on my way to go ride this at Six Flags Qiddiya. So it does look fun. Unfortunately, I hope they put one of these bad boys in somewhere with better human rights. Now, this is not saying all Saudi Arabia would end unalive me because I'm gay. I'm just saying it's definitely illegal to be gay in Saudi Arabia. Unfortunately, that's where this amazing, beautiful park, Six Flags Qiddiya, is going to be with the one and only Falcon's Flight. But I wanted to share just a little bit about it. It is planned to be, it's also planned to be in the largest, this is going to be the largest amusement park in the Middle East. Wow. But yeah, Falcon's Flight will be, let me try to find the stats for you guys, for other coaster enthusiasts. No, this is Six Flags. I want to see Falcon's Flight. Falcon's Flight. Okay.
But where's all the statistics?
Oh my gosh. Okay, here it is. It goes up to 160 miles an hour. And it goes up to 640 feet. And it is a 13,940 foot long roller coaster, which is 4,250 meters, 195 meters for height, and speed 250 kilometers an hour. Ah, how cool. Guys, this is cool. This is like if you are a, what's another hobby? This is like the equivalent of if you, if you like space exploration and they just built a rocket. That's very what I would consider them putting the finishing touches on Falcon's Fly. Apparently the reason I didn't bring this up today is because they put the last piece of this coaster on today and it's like done. It's like ready for testing. It's like the equivalent of like landing on the moon in the roller coaster world, I suppose. Apparently the ride is so fast that they have to put a windshield on it. Ah, I love roller coasters. Wikipedia sitting here asking me, we've asked you a few times recently, but it's Friday. So Wikipedia, you have asked me to donate every single time I've ever been on this website for the past 5 years. And I have. Shout out to Wikipedia. I love them. I hope they don't fail. I don't know why they're having such a hard time. Doesn't everyone use Wikipedia? What is going on? Did you guys hear about how, oh my God, speaking of Wikipedia, did you guys hear about the scandal in running? Oh my God, we're going to talk about it. What is her name? There was this woman. I want to see her name. I was trying to think of her name. I was also trying to figure out why I'm on the podcast. I could have sworn, you guys, there was a way for me to share my screen. I suppose not. Anyways, but yeah, no. So I find it really interesting that Wikipedia is asking for donations because no, I don't find that interesting. I truly hope Wikipedia survives. I guess ChatGPT is putting them out of business because I guess all the stuff you used to, except Wikipedia was never, when I was back in school, which was not very much, I didn't do very much school, but back in school, I remember you're not even allowed to use Wikipedia articles because they're not peer reviewed, right? Can they just be like, can't just like literally anyone write in them? So, God, I wish I could show you guys a picture of Falcon's Flight, but I'm not super savvy enough yet. Like, I don't know how to show my screen. I know I can share my screen. I've done it before. Let's see. No. Is this a bad time to do this? Probably. but I just wanted to show. Oh, well. I don't know if I can do it. But anyway, so, yeah, I just think it was fascinating because I just think it's interesting because, one, why Saudi Arabia out of all these places? And I'm sure Saudi Arabia is a beautiful country. I just would think they'd pick somewhere with less human rights violations. If I had my choice, it would have been in Australia, Falcon's Flight, the biggest roller coaster on Earth, tallest, fastest, longest roller coaster on Earth. How do you even get, I wish I could show you guys what it looked like. Now, I will say, getting a Six Flags in the Middle East is very interesting also because I definitely thought, is this going to be the first international Six Flags? I take it back. Besides Canada and Mexico, besides North America, are there any other Six Flags? I don't think so. Actually, I would know that. As a Thuzi, I would know that. And no, I don't think there are. But guys, I want to talk about this crazy. Let me show you this. This is crazy. All right. And I know you've heard of this. We're going to talk about this is Noodle drama hour. Okay, so here is the drama. This So there is this runner. So there was this runner, right? Her name is Camille Heron. And she has since been dropped by Lululemon and Lululemon and a few other, I guess that was her main sponsor, but her name is Camille Heron, and she does have great accolades in running. She's an ultra runner, but okay. So here's what happened. And this is the source from this is Women's Health Magazine. Camille Heron, 42, is one of the world's top ultra marathon runners, having set 12 world records and becoming one of the youngest women to reach 100,000 lifetime running miles. 100,000. It's a lot of miles. I'm really bad at processing big numbers, any numbers, but I'm really bad at processing like that does sound like a lot. That's a lot. I mean, I was doing 50, 60 mile a week, so I don't know how long that would take. I don't know. Anyways, okay, so back to the controversy. Okay, so what is Camille Heron's Wikipedia controversy? Now you see where this is coming from. She had a controversy with Wikipedia, and I'm sure this has been beaten by a dead horse or whatever the saying is, but basically, long story short, this lady, Camille, and her husband made a series of edits to competitors' Wikipedia pages, including those of Courtney DeWalters and Killian Jornetz. These are other ultra runners. This is like the equivalent of you editing your coworkers' Wikipedia articles to make them look worse than you. If that was ever, if that was ever a situation you'd find yourself in. The couple was linked to a previous account called Tempo Run 73, which was temporarily banned in February for violating Wikipedia's conflict of interest policies. So this couple had this Wikipedia account called Tempo Run 73 that they can be traced to, and it got banned for violating Wikipedia's conflict of interest policies. But just a few hours after it was banned, the outlet says a new profile named Run Bowie popped up making edits to Camille and other athletes' pages. The account repeatedly removed statements like widely regarded as one of the best trail runners ever from Courtney and Killian's pages under the justification of removing puffery. But at the same time, the account added a statement to Camille's page describing her as a widely regarded as one of the greatest ultra marathon runners of all time. The edits were tracked back to Camille's email and Connor's IP address per Canadian Running. Yeah. That's nuts. So basically, she took out what it said on Courtney DeWalters and Killian Jornetz or whatever Wikipedia page. They took out saying, and they put it on hers. They just copied and pasted and deleted it. They put it on hers. Camille has denied the accusations on X, formerly Twitter. So Camille has denied the accusations before deleting her accounts on the platform and Instagram per Runner's World. And in a September 23rd email to the blog Let's Run, Connor said that he is 100% responsible for the accounts. So now her husband is taking the fall for this. Although, come on, bro. Like, we know that was not your idea. I'm sorry. It's just something about, like, endurance athletes who, there's just, like, this weird need to be, like, always, I don't know. Actually, ultra runners are really chill. As a long-distance endurance triathlete, and I've been in the endurance scene for 10 years now, and I know about triathletes, a lot of triathletes are insufferable. It's just an A-type thing, and it's a lot of A-type personalities, and I can't draw too many comparisons from I can only draw so many comparisons from ultra running and triathlon, but I will say this is definitely something that I've met people in the triathlon sphere who would definitely do something like this. It's just so, like, ego inflating. I need my ego stroked constantly, including writing my own Wikipedia articles. yeah, so I guess her husband's taking the fall. Was it her husband? Was this her husband? Was it that Camille and her husband? Okay, yeah, so Connor is taking the fall for this, supposedly. You know, good and well, he did not do this all by himself. Come on. All y'all know that. But he said Camille had nothing to do with this. I apologize for any athletes affected by this and the wrong I did, he wrote. I was only trying to protect Camille from the constant bullying, harassment, and accusations she has endured in her running career, which has severely impacted her mental health so much to the point that she sought professional mental health. Oh, no. I'm sure I am the victim. I'm a victim. I am the victim of severe internet bullying when it comes to anything I post about anything. I get called trans and the F word and the F word for gay F word, not the other F word. Not the fun F word, the bad F word, the F word for cigarettes, British cigarettes. Yeah. So I'm not going to lie, having actually done my research, I'm a professional. I do my research on my podcasts. I actually scrolled back to, I actually scrolled through all of Camille's posts when this first came out. I mean, she definitely seems like someone who would delete any bad comments. But because she cares that much about what people think of her. But yeah, as someone who's been severely internet bullied, Camille, that is no excuse to go mess with your colleague's Wikipedia entry pages. I don't see the correlation. And in fact, I would think if you are getting severely bullied on the internet, you would want all the friends you can get in your little sphere, in your ultra running sphere, instead of ostracize more people, because I don't know what bullying you're talking about, especially if you're one of the best ultra runners in the world. I'm sure you get bullying on you guys know what, since this podcast, my podcast Noodle On with Noel the Noodle, has literally zero like plot or format, I can interview anyone I want. I'm going to interview Camille Heron. Oh my God. I'm going to reach out to her and ask if she wants to be on my podcast. You think she'll say yes? It all stems. Yes. Oh my gosh. I want her to give her 2 cents on the big Wikipedia scandal of 2023 or 2024. I guess so. Since 2017, Heron's 2 accounts have been made so let's go back real quick. Let's go back to the article. The account repeatedly removed statements like removing puffery, but at the same time. Okay. So after the husband took the fall, in addition, between June and September 2024, the account altered the ultra marathon Wikipedia page to remove Danish ultra runner Stein Rex's 48-hour and 6-day world record. Since 2017, Heron's 2 accounts have made more than 300 contributions to pages on Wikipedia, of which more than half are entirely embellishments to Heron's page. The article reads, Camille denied the accusations. Oh, did I already read all of this again? Oh, I think I read this again. Okay, so it sounds like this person really thinks Wikipedia has a lot of pull in the ultra running, sphere. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I made my full judgment on someone based off a Wikipedia article. But man, you gotta have your Wikipedia article say you're the greatest and not your competitors, right? We are committed to upholding quick. Oh, okay. So this is the supposedly. Okay. And then, okay. So after all this was done on September 26th, Camille was dropped by Lululemon, her primary sponsor, Runner's World Report. She had signed with the brand in February 2023, becoming the brand's first ultra runner ambassador. The first ultra running ambassador. Oh, imagine fumbling Lulu. That would be DeLulu. To fumble Lulu. How do you fumble Lululemon? For something so dumb. I'm jealous of that you had Lululemon to fumble in the first place. I'm not jealous. I love all my sponsors. We are committed to upholding. Oh, this is what I guess. This is what Lulu's statement was. We are committed to upholding equitable competition in sport for all, and intentionally partner with ambassadors who embody these same values, the brand said in a statement to both outlets. After careful consideration and conversation, we have decided to end our ambassador partnership with Camille. We want to acknowledge Camille's achievements during our partnership and wish her well in the future endeavors. Yeah, guys. And since this has happened, I haven't actually seen, let me see real quick if her Instagram. I want to see if her, because I'm pretty sure she went private. I guess to me it's like, now even if, can you still comment? I feel like a lot of times once people, you know, you're in deep doo-doo when comments are limited. I guess you can't see on Instagram, but she hasn't posted since. Oh, you can't see on Instagram unless you're signed in. I'm not signing into this. But I guess my thing is Ultra Runner propelled by tacos and joy. I don't know. I think it's funny to stop. Oh my God, one of her 16 weeks ago, one of her what is it called? Highlights is stop bullying. Yes, stop bullying. Leave the bullying. Let me out of bullying. I can go do that. I don't know, you guys. What do you think? To me, it's like if I, well, first of all, how do you even edit a Wikipedia article? What do you even do? How do you even like do that? I guess you make an account. I don't know. It's probably easy to figure out. But I would think that is some like next level hating. That's like that meme where it says, I woke up extra early to be a hater. You woke up extra early, girl. Instead of going running, you're out with your husband. I guess her husband did it. That is massive kudos to the husband for taking the fall for your girl. I don't know a lot of husbands that would do that. I would feel embarrassed to be either party in this situation. And really, really, one has to ask, like, with this situation, one has to ask, how important is Wikipedia in your judgment of other people? Like, when I read a Wikipedia article, it's normally because it's the first thing that pops up on Google, and I scroll directly to like the little excerpt I'm looking for to confirm my biases without any further research. And so it could be completely misinformation because Wikipedia is not peer reviewed. For anyone who doesn't know what peer reviewed articles are, listen to a peer reviewed article. Peer reviewed article means it is, I don't want to spread any more information. Let's look this up. What is a peer-reviewed article? Okay, so a peer-reviewed article goes through rigorous screening before publication in a peer-reviewed journal, are written by experts or professionals who conduct a study, are sent to journal editors who send the blah, 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 blah. They're very formal. They're very important articles. They are articles that have been fact-checked. So if you're reading something like a Wikipedia article, make sure it's fact-checked and not tampered with from Tempo Run 73, because it could be one of your competitors. Oh, the story crapped me up too, because it was like, I was thinking like, I just was imagining my day, going through my day, and I have people, everyone has people who they're, like, in competition with, no? Everyone has people who they're, like, kind of like, ooh, that's the guy to beat, but I just couldn't imagine, ooh, what am I going to erase? I guess reading Courtney DeWalter's Wikipedia page and, like, scrolling down and be like, ooh, let's get rid of that and put it on mine instead. That is like next level hating. And I don't know. I'm going to reach out to her for a statement on this. I would love to get the tea. Noodle Squad, Noodle Tea. We need to get the tea from Camille Heron. I would love to have her on my podcast. I'm going to see if she wants to talk, but I guess it wasn't her. It was her husband, right? Anyways, or him or her. I would love to get them both on and talk about why they are wrapped up in this. But yeah, no, I think that being said, we can't judge. We have to, you don't know what, I don't know what they were going through. She definitely was supposedly very, very heavily bullied. And this, I guess, was a way to help prevent that. Although now that she's been found out, I would think she'd be getting bullied even more now. Like even way more now, because she actually turned off her comments now. I don't know. Don't do stuff like that is my advice. But yeah, no. So that is today's episode. Not much. I'm going to reach out to some people. I'm going to reach out to people who I want to start interviewing because I have a lot of ideas and a lot of people I want to interview on this podcast. Noodle Squad. That's you guys. I'm Noel the Noodle. And this is Noodle On with Noel, and you're my Noodle Squad. If you like today's episode and are liking all the other episodes, go and like, subscribe on YouTube, comment, say hello, and leave us a review. I've already gotten 2 reviews. One said, you suck. No, sorry. I've already gotten 2 1-star reviews. I've gotten a couple 5-star reviews from people who like it because I know this isn't a bad podcast. I've listened to bad podcasts. This one sounds pretty good. I know I can talk. But I already got 2 bad podcast reviews saying, you suck, stop faking your voice. And then, which you guys, again, oh, that would be hard to fake your voice this much. I don't fake my voice. This is real. I'm real. This is real. What is real? Who's real? This is real. Yeah. So, okay. Anyways, go review it. And I cannot wait to reach out to Camille and see if she wants to come on the podcast. That is today's tea. If you guys have any more interesting stories you want me to cover, let me know. Any more questions you want me to answer, let me know. I am a very easy to reach host. Just shoot me a DM and follow me on all my socials. This has been episode 3 of Noodle On with Noel. I am your host, Noel the Noodle, and you are my Noodle Squad. And thank you for stopping by, and I will see you guys next week.